This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Some people are calling this a big omission, and some people are just saying it might be a slight. It was when Bruce Arians asked Joe Montana to give three quarterbacks he would build an NFL team around if he could choose it. Now, what, the caveat, because I don't know if the question's in the answer here, is that Brock Purdy is off board because Joe Montana has gone heavily overboard on his praise.
49er stuff. Like, it's fair. I'm okay with him omitting Brock Purdy.
I'm not. That is weak.
You wanted him to put
Joe
Brock Purdy on there?
You bleeping Montana.
No. No, they wanted a real list. They didn't want a 49ers fanboy site.
All right, that's fair. But here is the list.
I'm taking the guy in Buffalo, Josh. Obviously, Joe Burrow's another guy I like a lot.
Okay.
And believe it or not, I like the guy in the with the Chargers. Justin Herbert. I think they just kind of gone by the wayside there. But I don't know. I just like the way those three guys are. I do also like the guy in Philly, though.
All right.
What happened to Joe? He used to speak on like sports television and ESPN for a million years. What happened to him?
I don't know. He called him Joe Burrows.
And then the dude from the Chargers, but he couldn't remember Herbert's name at all.
He also couldn't remember that the Chargers were in the playoffs last year.
There was a lot wrong with that clip. I don't know. The signals are going up. Is Joe Montana in an all right place?
All right. So you're not going to put him in the Lee Corso territory, are you? Because if you say that his family's got to do what you thought he should do to poor Lee Corso.
And I think I was
just. It's a hell of a way to go.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a way to go. But when I heard this, the obvious omission is Pat Mahomes.
Right.
But with the way that Joe said this.
I think Joe just forgot about him.
I think Joe. Now. That's not great.
I think he genuinely just forgot about him.
This would be like forgetting about Tom Brady in like 2008. But it is a startling omission, but I do think it's an omission, not a slight.
They could have helped him out by putting out like a list or something for him to read off of and be like, do I like this quarterback or this quarterback and kind of go from there?
I mean,
don't
if
know.
You were going to take...
Like, here's Mike Sandoz, top quarterback tiers. Now, what do you think about these tiers?
To your point, if you were already going to... If you planned this in ahead, you got to Brock Purdy can't be on the list, right? You could have then just fed him the question before the interview and be like, hey, we're going to ask you about which quarterback you'd want to build a team around, but you can't use Brock Purdy. So in a way, you're giving him the heads up you can't choose Brock Purdy, and you're also feeding him the question so that he doesn't answer the question the way he did.
And I do think Joe Montana held something against Tom Brady because the GOAT conversation was just something that was going too fast for Joe. And I felt like oftentimes, I thought he did this early with Peyton Manning and then he moved it to Tom Brady in an interesting way. I don't think that's what he's doing here with Patrick Mahomes. I think this is just an omission. Now, what's interesting to me, though, is that if you've noticed, as we've gotten closer and closer and you get a spotlight on this Brazil game that's happening on Friday night, more people have been very vocal about the idea that the Chiefs are just not going to be good this year, and Patrick Mahomes is not going to be good this year either.
Which is bananas.
It is more of a thought that I've heard in the previous 24 hours than we have in the previous 5 months.
I actually shouldn't say it's bananas. It's right on track for, well, they lost the Super Bowl. How good can they be? I mentioned yesterday about the LeBron fatigue. I do think we are in the absolute throes of passion when it comes to Patrick Mahomes and Chiefs fatigue.
Yeah.
I'm to the point where a lot of people were with the Patriots circa like 2007, which is, I'll believe it when I see it. Like, that's where I am with Pat Mahomes.
I mean, they went 15-2 last year, and people acted as if it was like a shock that they then went all the way to the Super Bowl. But if you look at Mahomes' numbers past 2 years, his actual raw numbers aren't anything. But what I think about Mahomes is, I just think I've never seen a quarterback that just knows exactly what he has to do and only does exactly what he has to do more than Patrick Mahomes and pulls it off every time.
I also think, by the way, I think this is the year Patrick Mahomes has his revenge arc. I think he's going to throw for like 5,000 yards. I think he's going to throw for 50 touchdowns.
I'd like that just to shut up some people.
I think he's going to nuke everyone.
I would love that just to shut up some people for being honest about it. Like, the disrespect that someone, we are watching a living legend at this point. If he didn't play another game for the rest of his life, he'd be a Hall of Famer, first ballot, no questions asked. And he just gets so disrespected day in, day out.
Now, to the idea of Justin Herbert being on this list. Because I don't think, if we're talking about building an offense, if we're talking about building a team from scratch, Lamar Jackson needs to be on this list.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Just hire a good head coach, for the love of God. But specific to Justin Herbert, I'm starting to feel, when I watch Justin Herbert, the way that I felt when I watched Carson Wentz mid-career, where I was like, he makes so many, like, oh man, that was a pretty throw per game, that you just forget all the other stuff that happens. Now, in fairness, he's not as no risky, no bisky throwing into triple coverage as Carson Wentz. That was rarefied air. But like,
well, he doesn't turn the ball over with the exception of that playoff game. Like, that's the real difference. He had more interceptions in that playoff game than he did all season long.
But I think it's really telling that the Chargers have gotten better the less that Justin Herbert throws and the less gaudy numbers that he has. And his numbers are way down the last couple years from where they were when they had Kellen Moore. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. I think that's telling. And again, you're right to point out the level of turnovers.
But yeah, like, I mean, he threw for almost 4,000 yards last season and only had 3 interceptions all season long.
But with Carson Wentz, there were so many pretty throws that it distracted from just everything else. I kind of feel that way about Justin. Like, I think we just get distracted. He's really... It is beautiful to watch him throw a football.
I think it is. And I think so. A lot of people have kind of reverted away from him because, let's be honest, he hasn't accomplished much, you know, relatively speaking. And the hype is not where it should be either. But I mean, you tell me I have a quarterback that threw 17 games, leads the league in touchdown interception ratio, just has 3 interceptions in total. I'd sign up for that all day. Now, what happened in the playoffs needs to be studied. How you throw more interceptions in a playoff game than you do in the entire season, that needs to be studied. And I do think there is that element to Justin Herbert that he's got to get over. Something happens to him when he has pressure on him and in these big game moments that I worry about his future in that regard.
Oregon fans hear something very similar when they hear that about Justin Herbert. 216-474-0092. Was it a big omission by Joe Montana or was it a slight? Even though you mentioned Joe was very petty with Tom Brady, I think this was just an honor. He was not prepared for that question. And the playoff picture ahead, playoff schmayoffs coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.